From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. and Russian leaders discuss Syria and Ukraine. Presidents Obama and Putin met late Monday on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly session, agreeing they must help defeat the Islamic State group and avoid military confrontation in Syria. But they disagreed over the country's political future. Earlier in his remarks to the General Assembly, Mr. Obama said the U.S. is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia, to resolve the Syrian conflict, but it can't be allowed to return to the status quo.
Well, Assad and his allies can't simply pacify the broad majority of a population who've been brutalized by chemical weapons and indiscriminate bombing. Yes, realism dictates that compromise will be required to end the fighting and ultimately stamp out ISIL. But realism also requires a managed transition away from Assad and to a new leader.
The Russians see Mr. Assad as a bulwark against extremists and oppose his removal. The two leaders discussed Ukraine in the throes of a conflict between government and pro-Russian separatists. The interim leader of the Central African Republic, Catherine Samba-Panza, left early from the UN General Assembly to return home because of renewed sectarian violence. Reports from Bangui say dozens have been killed in 3 days of clashes involving Christians and Muslims sparked by the death of a Muslim man. There were protests like this one where people set tires on fire and demanded UN peacekeepers and French soldiers leave. At least three people died when protesters marched to the presidential palace. The CAR erupted in violence in 2013 when Muslim rebels seized Bangui, leading to often brutal attacks and reprisals between rival Christian and Muslim militia. The country has been led by a transitional government since last year. Elections are scheduled for October 18th. This is VOA News.